It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Serena Klippenstein.
So the current crop update for soybeans and dry beans is the stages range from VC to V3 or unifoliate to second trifoliate stages, but most are at the V1 stage, first unrolled trifoliate stage. We're seeing root rot symptoms in some fields and still seeing some cutworm and grasshopper damage. Grasshoppers are mainly at field edges and are widespread only in a few cases. We're also seeing iron deficiency chlorosis, or IDC, symptoms, and those are widespread in soybeans this season, increasing from 2018, and they were previously high in 2017. Field peas in south central Manitoba are at the 9 to 10 node stage last week, but buds are visible now in the central region, and peas are close to flowering or have started flowering in parts of western Manitoba. Flowers are also visible in faba bean fields, but are not fully open yet. We are expecting flowers to open in both peas and faba beans by the end of the week, and one thing to consider with both crops is fungicide timing is the beginning of flowering, or the R2 stage, when the flower buds open fully at one or more nodes. And we encourage farmers to check out our growth staging guides at www.manitobapulse.ca for support with crop staging.
Just talk a bit more about IDC and what we're seeing out there.
So IDC, what we're seeing, as mentioned, they're widespread across Manitoba. It's caused by temporary iron deficiency, and symptoms are present as intravenal chlorosis or yellowing of new soybean leaves, appearing as early as the first trifoliate or V1 stage. The cause of IDC is the reduced availability or uptake of iron by the plant after its iron source and seed is depleted. And factors that increase the risk of IDC include high levels of calcium carbonate, soluble salt, moisture, or nitrate in the soil. So though in-season rescue options are limited, waiting until the plants recover on their own is the most common solution. But luckily, yield loss will be minimal if soybeans recover from IDC by the fifth to sixth trifoliate stage.
All right. And Serena, as far as nodulation, what can farmers look for there?
So when looking, scouting for a nitrogen deficiency will kind of help look for nodulation. So over the coming weeks, the crop may appear yellowish or green. This is not to be confused with IDC, which the green veins or has green veins but yellow leaf tissue. And if there's nitrogen deficiency, the plants will show yellow veins and yellow leaf tissue as well. So you can assess nodulation by gently digging up root nodules, the entire root system, and soaking the roots in a pail of water to avoid breaking off the nodules, counting them to make sure there's at least 10 per root system, and cutting them open to assess activity. So they're active nodules if they're pinkish or red inside. And then rescue nitrogen timing for nodulation failure, so if there's no nodules, is R2 or full flower to R3 early pod stages.
Thanks, Serena. Serena Klippenstein is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.